Hello?
Hello, this is Ebony giving a call back from customer support. How may I help you?
I'm sorry, you're with let me see, let me look, let me look. With Extraordinary Gadgets?
Well, I'm a third party representative giving that call back because you were placed on the callback list.
Right. Okay, so Extraordinary Gadgets has charged my bank account $7.95. And this is the phone number on my underneath their name that to as a contact. And I need to have that reversed because I looked at a site with some gadgets on it one time here a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. But I didn't order anything. I didn't buy anything. So I don't know why I've been charged, but I need my money back.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So may you provide me with your zip code so I can get you pulled up here?
Sure. It's 71411.
71411. What's that first and last name for you?
I'm sorry?
What's that first and last name for you?
Oh, first and last. Lori Marshall, LORIMARSHALL.
What's your email address? Let me make sure this is. Go ahead.
Okay, it's all lowercase. Lori Lou 625, LORILOU 625 at Gmail.
Okay, and street number 7094.
Highway 9, right.
Alrighty. Yes, ma'am. So thank you so much for that verification. I do have an account here for you. So it's just loading. So I'll let you know once I have it fully up.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't do that.
Okay, so it did pull up here for me. Let me see what's going on. So I do see a charge of $7.95 on the 10th of November. So what that was for, it looked like it was placed for shipping and handling for a drill.
Oh, okay. I remember looking at it at a drill. I remember looking at some other cool little things, but I wasn't aware I ordered anything or that I've, that. I
Yes,
mean,
ma'am.
do I have a drill on the way? Or, I mean, what's the deal with it? I mean,
Yes, ma'am.
how did it find me? I mean, how did I find it, or how did, I order it? I just, 'cause I didn't realize I had.
Okay, well, I wouldn't be sure how you ordered it, but it does say that the status is approved, but it doesn't show that it's in shipping.
Okay, so at some point there will be a drill on the way to me? Is
Yes,
that what
ma'am.
you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. It's just not in the shipping status.
Okay.
So, yes, ma'am, because I also
I
see
mean, if
where.
I'm supposed to, what kind of drill is it? I mean, what is it? I hope it's not to drill oil fields or something, because that won't do me any good.
Let me see here.
Like a hand drill kind of?
Yes, ma'am. That's what it looks like.
Okay, and is there a brand name on it? Is it like a DeWalt or Makita or something? Craftsman? I don't know. Something like that?
Let me see. So it's a DeWalt.
A DeWalt.
Mhm.
And that's all I have to pay for it is $7.95. The shipping for it.
I'm on the website here. So and I'm reading the terms and conditions. So it say, congratulations on being permitted to enter the giveaway. We select one customer out of every 1,000 entries to win. By entering, you agree to pay $7.95 the day you place your order for a guaranteed placement in the contest to win. If you do not win, you will be billed 2 days after to enter the main contest to win, and one contestant will be chosen out of the 100 to win. So what it looks like here is like a
sweepstakes or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't do that. I mean, I probably saw that it was sweepstakes something or other and then just turned around and went the other way. But I don't know how y'all got my information because I would never have put like my account number and stuff in there for a sweepstakes. I mean, because I just don't do them. I just remember being on the site looking at some of the cool gadgets, but I didn't order anything. So is there any way we can undo that? I mean, I'm a senior citizen, and I live on a fixed income, and I had three of these happen in just the last 2 weeks. And one of them, the people, they don't even answer the phone, so I probably won't get that $39.95 back.
Okay, so do you feel like this is a fraudulent charge, like someone else could have made it?
Well, I mean, yeah, or somebody. You know, somehow or another got a hold of my information online. I do a lot of shopping online because I don't have a car. And I know how, you know, hacker people mm-hmm. can get your information. And it's, what's weird is that the card I used is practically brand new. It's like 2 months old because the same thing happened and they had to cancel my other card and send me a new one. So
with that being said, as far as you feel like, you know, you didn't make that, what I have to do is don't take this account, that it could be a fraudulent charge, and I'll have to get you connected to our fraud department so they can further assist you with that charge.
Okay. All right.
All right. 1 second.
All right. Thank you. Excuse me.
But hold on, there's two last things. Okay, go around. Maybe you're diving. You got a trick and a tip that I recommend to a lot of patients. You can buy actually a weighted vest, and when you go to the grocery store, when you walk your dog, when you go on just your errands, put that vest on. It puts more skeletal stress, the positive stress on your bones, and that will help, especially if you're a smaller, slimmer person. Okay, all good tricks there. Thank you very much.
We can submit you on the options to us. Save me to you, DMA free. Just to have you on DMA free. Or Alex,
Okay, so I'm getting ready to connect you with our fire department, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, thank you.